The Capital Region has long appreciated the Battenkill Chorale for the quality of their singing and also for the originality of the music they sing. Mozart, Haydn, and Brahms all certainly have their place for the chorale, but so do contemporary Norwegian compositions, South African freedom songs, and music performed by prisoners in Nazi concentration camps. On May 7th and 8th, the chorale, now in their 21st year, will sing a bluegrass mass. Banjos and mandolins will be featured, along with melodies inspired by the bluegrass tradition of Appalachia, as well as bluegrass pioneer Bill Monroe himself. The chorale will be joined by the acclaimed bluegrass quintet, Monroe Crossing. The chorale will perform Carol Burnett's The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass at the Immaculate Conception Church in Hoosick Falls, New York. Janet McGee is conductor and artistic director of the Battenkill Chorale, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's lovely to be here, Joe. Thank you so much.
Always love seeing you. Very nice to find out what you all are up to. So real quick, just so people can quickly mark this on their calendars, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4.
Correct.
Right. And at the Immaculate Conception Parish in Hoosick Falls, New York. So how did this come together?
This came together when a colleague of mine in Boston emailed and said he had just had the most fantastic concert. This is a guy who loves Mozart, Bach, Brahms. So that's what I was expecting. And he said they did a bluegrass mass, which I'd never even heard of. So I immediately went and got the CD and fell in love with the piece. This was at least a year ago, and said, we've got to do this. This is so perfect for our area, so perfect for our chorale.
What do you think there is about it that makes it perfect?
I think it is a new work. It's a new blend, something original that combines an American spirit and traditional ballads with kind of a sophisticated classical choral sound. And Carol Burnett, the composer, has created something entirely new. And it's very exciting. It's an exhilarating piece.
Have you had any conversations with Carol, or how?
I have emailed with her.
Okay.
It turns out we have a connection through one of her professors and some of the singers in my choir.
Great.
So she's quite delightful.
I want to get back to this and certainly talk a little bit about Monroe Crossing. But before we do that, talk a little bit about the chorale and how that group has come together. I mentioned the 21st year of the mission and what you ultimately try to accomplish.
I founded the chorale 21 years ago. It was very important to me to have a group that was unauditioned, open to anybody in the community. And our community is Cambridge, a rural community. Outside of Albany, about 25 miles. And I wanted a place where people could come and sing a wide variety of music, all within the classical tradition. But I love pushing the envelope. I love stretching the boundaries, and I love learning myself. So over 21 years, we have evolved to performing everything from major works with orchestras to, as you said, South African freedom songs, Norwegian music. We sing in half a dozen different languages. So this is just, for us, this is another new experience.
When I introduced and did the introduction, we talked about the mass itself. Talk about Monroe Crossing and how this quintet, this acclaimed bluegrass quintet, comes into the equation.
They come into the equation when I spoke with my colleague who lives in Boston. He brought them from Minnesota all the way to Boston to do this piece. The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass, was written for them. They played its premiere. They've performed this piece over 60 times, including in Carnegie Hall. Each one of the players had known Bill or worked with Bill or worked in the bluegrass area. And so when they came together as a band, they felt that they had made a Monroe Crossing through Bill Monroe. So that's how they got their name. And three of the members of the band are original members from this band. And they've just returned from a tour in South Korea. They played bluegrass. They took the bluegrass mass to South Korea. Must have been extraordinary. Mm. And 3 days after we perform with them in Hoosick Falls, they go to Europe for the rest of the month. So we are so fortunate that I was able to find the one weekend in a year where we could get them and bring them here.
As my wife would say, that means it was meant to be.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Now, tell me about the. I assume for the singers, some really good meaty stuff.
Good meaty stuff. This is one of the most challenging pieces of music we've ever done. It's a combination of this, as I said, sophisticated choral sound, but then traditional bluegrass rhythms, which are very intricate and meant to be learned by ear. But the music is all written down, so it's very complicated. So it's just a delightful piece of music. It's been full of challenges.
Is there a difference between a chorale and a chorus?
Not as far as I know, unless you spell chorale, C-O-R-R-A-L, and then it's for horses.
Okay.
But this is a C-H-O-R-A-L-E. No.
Okay. So there doesn't have to be one ingredient that makes one
no,
the
I think
other.
The words are interchangeable.
Okay, good. Good, because that's what I was thinking it was, and now I don't have to feel stupid. Okay, so when it comes to the actual, you're working ahead, how many things do you do a year?
We do two programs a year, usually
okay.
one in January. I avoid the December blast entirely,
yep.
And then one in the spring.
So this will wind it up for this year, and then you're looking ahead to
yes.
2017, and that's always a work in progress, I assume.
Oh, it's already, the January concert is already set in stone. The spring, I'm still, my creative wheels are still turning.
Yeah. Now, what do you think to yourself, well, we're doing something new and contemporary this year. We'll try to do something perhaps a little more standard next year, or do you not even worry about that?
I do think about that. I do think about that, both for the performers and for our audience. We have this very loyal following, and I think it's important to reach all corners of the earth and all areas of interest. So it is very much something that is in the fore of my mind. As I love the challenge of programming. And so it's very much an important concept to me.
The venue, the Immaculate Conception at Parish, a good place to...
A great place. It is a large venue, seats 500 people, with a very progressive, community-spirited priest. I could not have more support within the community of Hoosick Falls than we receive through this parish, the people at the church and the priest. It's been wonderful. And especially now in Hoosick Falls, that the town has been so challenged recently.
Yes.
And to have an opportunity to bring something joyous to that town means a lot to me.
And you've been there for a while.
3 years now.
Nice. And when you think of the group as how consistent has that group been in the sense of you assume some singers go, some were there 82? Did I read it?
We have about 80 singers in this
okay.
concert. It varies between 80 and 100. I would say we have 15 to 20 singers that are charter members that have been there. Since the beginning, we have high school students, we've had college students, but there is a very loyal core. We have a lot of local people. We have people driving in from Albany, from Manchester, Vermont, from Saratoga, we have people that drive over an hour to come to rehearsals where they could rehearse with another choir closer to where they live. So I have to think that there's something about what we do that has a draw that is important and means something to people.
How you do it and also what you do, the repertoire, of course.
Yes, I think so. I like to think out of the box. I love the standards. I love the classics. But when a world leader like Mandela dies, an artist has a responsibility to respond to that,
mm-hmm.
Which we did.
That's a lovely way of putting it. When you are singing, is it different when you're doing bluegrass? Does there have to be a twang?
Well, it helps, I think, a little bit.
That's a little bit of a teaser to actually come and see what it is, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Well, the Bat and Kill Chorale presents the world-beloved... Do you do Beloved or Beloved?
Beloved. The World
okay.
Beloved.
The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass. It's by Carol Barnett. It will feature Monroe Crossing, a bluegrass band, and it is their only Northeast appearance in 2016, and the planets and the dates align, so it makes it all possible. It'll be happening at the Immaculate Conception Parish in Hoosick Falls, Saturday at May 7th at 7, Sunday, Mother's Day, at 4 p.m., and it is a lovely, lovely time. It's the Battenkill Chorale, and you can just, we're going to have a link, but also just Google Battenkill Chorale, and you can find out more about the event. Thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you tell us about your wonderful adventures with the chorale, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Joe.
A great pleasure to have you on the program. Again, a link to more information will be posted along with the interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Janet McGee is the conductor and artistic director of the Battenkill Chorale. A quick programming note coming up at noon today. President Barack Obama will be speaking at the White House on the economy and other issues, and we'll be taking questions. We will offer NPR coverage straight up at 12 o'clock, followed immediately by Midday Magazine with Brian Shields. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.